to episode 53 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training podcast series. I'm Yakub Abdul-Hakim from BrightFlux, and as a certified Snowflake user today, I'll be your guide through the comprehensive world of data sharing methods. Whether you're preparing for your Snowflake certification or just eager to learn more about the efficiencies and strategies of data sharing, you're in the right place. So grab your notes and let's dive in. Data sharing in Snowflake is an innovative feature that allows organizations to share data securely and instantly without the need to copy or transfer data. Importantly, this feature leverages Snowflake's unique architecture, enabling both providers and consumers of data to engage in a seamless exchange. Now, let's dissect the various methods available, and I mean, we'll cover everything. Firstly, we have secure data sharing, Snowflake's flagship method for sharing data among Snowflake accounts. This isn't just about transmitting data, it's about doing so in a manner that upholds the highest standards of security. Interestingly, secure data sharing does not replicate data across accounts. Instead, it allows direct access to live data, which ensures that data consumers always have the most up-to-date information. Moreover, because data is not copied, this method significantly reduces the risks associated with data leakage. Furthermore, secure data sharing utilizes what is known as the data share object. This object encapsulates the shared data and can include tables, views, or secure UDFs, user-defined functions. Providers can create data shares and then grant access to specific consumers who, in turn, can query the shared data as if it was part of their own database. However, it's crucial to remember access rights are paramount. Providers have complete control over what they choose to share and with whom. Additionally, we explore the concept of data marketplaces. Snowflake's data marketplace is a platform where providers can list their data products and consumers can directly access and use this data within the Snowflake environment. This creates an ecosystem where data can be discovered, accessed, and analyzed by businesses in a way that was not possible before. Furthermore, this marketplace provides opportunities for providers to monetize their data while offering consumers a wide range of data sets for enhancing their analytics. Moreover, cross-cloud data sharing is another fascinating aspect to consider. With Snowflake's ability to operate across multiple cloud platforms such as AWS, Google Cloud, and Azure, cross-cloud data sharing emerges as a powerful tool. This method allows providers to share data with consumers irrespective of the cloud platform on which their Snowflake instances are hosted. Moreover, this method facilitates a unified view of data across these platforms, enhancing collaboration and analytics across different organizational silos. Lastly, we can't overlook the significance of reader accounts. For organizations looking to share data with consumers who do not have a Snowflake account, reader accounts come into play. These are customer-managed Snowflake accounts that providers can create for their consuming organizations. It's a win-win. Providers manage the shared data while consumers access and analyze the data using SQL within the Snowflake interface without needing to perform data integration tasks. As we wrap up this thorough overview, remember, data sharing in Snowflake is not just about the technology, it's about creating opportunities for collaboration, insights, and business growth. Throughout your preparation for the Snowflake certification exam, focus not just on memorizing features, but on understanding how these methods can be leveraged to solve real-world scenarios. Remember, as you venture into the world of Snowflake data sharing, it's the strategic application of these methods that will set you apart. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into data sharing methods. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights to help you pass your Snowflake certification exam and to apply these methods in your projects. This has been episode 53 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep sharing your data. Goodbye.